It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? It's a new week, neighbor. You see, I did come back when the week was new. Here we are together. These are some groceries. Let's go to the kitchen and put them away, all right? Oh, picture, picture. Do you know what that word is? Welcome. Mm-hmm. Welcome to you. Hi, fish. See if you know what these different groceries are. That's neighborhood milk. What do you think this says on here? Neighborhood bread. See the bread? Okay, milk and bread. Oh, here's something. You can see this sign. Roasted peanuts. This kind up here. This was a special today on sale. These are roasted peanuts, and these are already shelled. What about this? Neighborhood butter. Yep. Now, peanuts beside butter remind you of what? Peanut butter. There it is. Neighborhood peanut butter. I wanted you to see inside this kind of peanut. This is a kind of peanut that is picked right from the ground, right in its shell there. And there are the peanuts right inside. So the nuts and the shells. There. Did you ever wonder where peanuts come from? Picture Picture has a film about that, just about peanuts growing and how people gather them. Let's take a look, all right? Picture Picture on the wall. We'd like to see the film about the growing and gathering of peanuts. Thank you, Picture Picture. You're welcome. Welcome, that's just like welcome. I'm interested in things like that, aren't you? I'm interested in many things. I wish that I could look inside the telephone. I hear the voice, but I wish that I could see. I'm interested in things like the telephone. I'm interested in many, many things. I wish that I could look inside our trunk at home. It's very old, and I'm not supposed to look. I'm interested in things like our trunk at home. I'm interested in many, many things. I see the pictures in the book, and someday I'll know what the words all say. If I wait long enough, maybe I could cook even hot things, or drive the car, or saw the wood, or clean out the trunk. Someday I'll make my way okay. Still, I wish that I could look inside big people's things, especially things that I'm not supposed to see. I'm interested in all those big people things. I'm interested in many, many things. But I can wait, and later on you'll see I'll still be interested, always interested in many things, in many, many things. Oh, that's a telephone. Excuse us, fish. Hello? Bob? Yes. Of course I do. Oh, we'd be glad to. Thanks very much. I really want to see what you've done with that. All right. In just a little bit. Bye-bye. That was Bob Trow. Remember that time that he came here and made that outline around me? You know, I lay down on the paper on the floor and then he drew that outline around me. Well, he's made something out of that and he'd like to show it to us. Will you come with me to his workshop? Okay, let's go to Bob Trow's workshop. Come on.
Just a minute. Come in.
Hi, Bob.
Fred.
This it?
Does that look familiar?
Yes, I remember when you had me down the floor.
I drew all around you?
Mm-hmm.
I put it on heavy card.
It's a piece of wood.
Cut it out, put the board here for support so it stands up. And then paper on top of that. And then painted it.
Why, that looks very much like me, don't you think? I think I'll get behind it.
Okay.
Just kind of hide behind it.
Do something with your arms.
Okay.
That makes it even more lifelike.
This is the statue, and this is the real one.
I had to make it a little bit taller because of the board on the bottom, so.
How do you do, Mr. Rogers? Oh, we could put him up like this.
There we go. There we go, Mr. Rogers. Up we go. All right. Hold yourself real stiff. Okay. And down we go. Now, I have some others I want to show you. Okay?
Oh, you mean you had other people lie down and you traced her in?
Mm-hmm. That looks kind of like, who do you think that looks like from the back?
Looks like a lady.
Right.
Who would you guess that might be?
A lady. That's all you're going to get a look.
Evelyn.
Lady Evelyn. Right. Okay, Lady Evelyn, you can hold Mr. Rogers' hand for just a minute while I show him another.
Who's coming next?
Another lady.
Oh, is that Miss Polificate? Audrey cleans everything.
Audrey cleans everything.
Hello there, Audrey. Let's have these girls say hello. Move them around.
You have them say hello. Now, Mr. Rogers, say hello to them. And take a bow. Take a bow, Mr. Rogers. Take a bow to everyone. That's it.
These are the biggest statues like this I've ever seen. It really feels funny to be...
Yeah, they're so realistic.
Near
if you like
something
you just...
that looks so much like you.
You're
going to have a dance.
Yeah, they waltz. A little waltz there. One's doing a waltz. Okay.
He's coming now.
Here we come. Here comes another one.
Mr. McFeely. There's speedy delivery
speed
for
delivery.
You.
Speedy delivery. Speedy
delivery. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Rogers, he would say. Don't you work a long time on these, Bob?
Well, here's someone with a big voice.
Chef who? Chef Brockett.
Chef Brockett.
Mm-hmm. He makes good things to eat. Who's this
right
back here? Could I bring him?
Yes, please. Know that fella?
That's Joe Negri, isn't it?
Joe Negri. Hey, I have
Howdy, Joe. He's dressed up as Handyman Negri here.
Why don't we pretend this is a kind of a... Everybody here is watching a football game.
Huh?
And you come back here, and we'll make them jump up and down like they're excited, okay? Oh, boy, wow. Wow, whoa, wee, whoo. Mr. Rogers, you're going to get excited about the football game? Yeah, whoa, wow, wait a minute. Okay, oh, boy.
Well, that's pretty silly. Who's this one back here?
That'd be your surprise. Recognize
that?
Him? It's Reardon.
Oh, opera singing Reardon.
Mm-hmm. Opera singing Reardon. I have an idea.
What?
How would you look like with a mustache?
You want to try it on me or this me?
Let's try it on this me. I don't know.
How do you do, Mr. Troll?
What do you think, Reardon? Nah.
Try it on him.
We like you as you are.
Thanks.
Maybe you'd like it better, Reardon. Yeah. Now, he kind of looks like an organ grinder when he wears it.
Well, if you'd like to, you could pretend that he was.
Okay, and he can have a live monkey with him.
Would you like to do that in the neighborhood of make-believe? We could pretend that Reardon is an organ grinder with a live monkey. Would you pretend that? He could be wearing a mustache just like this.
Yeah.
Okay? The neighborhood of make-believe. Hi, Trolley.
Would you like some peanuts and pleasure? All right. Well, I'll just give you a few peanuts right in there on the seat. Okay? And we'll just walk along for the pleasure, all right?
Peanuts and pleasure for people with leisure. I peanuts and pleasure for sale.
That sounds like a familiar voice.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Would you like some peanuts and pleasure?
Are you Reardon with a mustache?
Yes, I am.
Oh! And what do you have here?
Well, this is my real live monkey friend, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Oh, does she bite?
Oh, no, she's supposed to be tame.
Oh, I know what tame means.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Want to play with her?
Hi.
Want to play with her?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hmm? You want to play with Daniel, Elizabeth?
Hi.
Look, Daniel's stroking your whiskers. Scratch Daniel under the chin.
Hi.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know Elizabeth could tell the time. Look at that. Oh, I think she wants your wristwatch.
That's my watch,
yes.
Elizabeth.
I bet she wants to wear a wristwatch, too.
Hi.
Look at that. That's Daniel.
That's
Elizabeth.
A tame tiger playing with a tame monkey.
I don't think you should take Daniel's wristwatch, though.
She's just curious.
I'll get you a wristwatch of your own, Elizabeth. Mm.
Have you shown her to X and Henrietta?
Well, no. You're the first people we visited in the neighborhood.
Oh, well, monkeys are supposed to like trees, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Real trees, that is. I certainly hope that she likes a make-believe tree.
Oh, just a minute. I want to give you something first.
All right. That was Daniel.
Here.
Oh, look at that. Welcome. You know, I always feel welcome in the neighborhood, Daniel.
Well, I hope so. It's for you to keep.
No, you don't want to eat that. Well, monkeys eat some strange things sometimes, don't they?
Yes, I guess so.
They really like peanuts, but I guess welcome signs will do in a pinch. May I keep it, Daniel?
It's for you and your tame monkey, Elizabeth.
Yes, well, I think my tame monkey knows that. All right. Well, thanks again.
Bye.
See you later.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
We're glad you're here. Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye. Say goodbye, Daniel. Come on over on this one. That's a good girl.
You look just like Reardon. Oh, of course, Reardon doesn't have a mustache. Oh, but he does sing the most beautiful opera. Have you ever heard Reardon? Oh, well, if you haven't, you've missed a real treat. He sometimes comes to visit in this neighborhood.
Miss Polificate.
Don't tell me that's a false mustache and you are Reardon.
That's right.
Ah, what a lovely surprise.
Well, but what are you doing away from the castle?
Oh, things got so busy, I had to visit Corny at the factory to get an extra headset. He keeps all sorts of things at the factory, you know.
Well, yes, I know, but the factory's all the way over there.
Oh, I've come too far again. You know, sometimes I get to running, and I run right past where I mean to end up. Did you ever do that? Oh, you probably don't. You're so calm and so relaxed and all that. It's just that sometimes...
Well, by the way, have you met my friend Elizabeth? My monkey?
What a dear little monkey. They're so, ape-like, you know.
Yes, they are.
Well, thank you for the interlude, but I've got to get back to work.
You're welcome. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Oh, no. Corny, I just walk in and he's got anything I need.
Good. Well, if you need me, I'll be at the tree.
Okay. Toodaloo.
Bye.
Peanuts and pleasure for people with leisure. I've peanuts and pleasure for all.
Hey, hello there, Reardon.
Hi, X. How are you?
Daniel told me you had a monkey.
Yes, I certainly do. And isn't she a fine one?
Oh, does she like my make-believe tree?
Well, I don't know. Why don't we find out? Elizabeth, do you like a make-believe tree? Why don't you go up in that branch and see?
Hi, make-believe tree there, Elizabeth. Oh, boy, she's having a good time up there.
There.
Daniel told me you had a mustache, too, but you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. There.
Hey.
That's a make-believe mustache.
You really look different with that.
You know, I always wanted to pretend to be an organ grinder with a monkey, selling peanuts and pleasure for people with leisure.
Meow, excuse me.
Hello,
meow, 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 Reardon, meow.
Yes, I am Reardon.
Yum, your Reardon I know.
Not the Reardon she knows.
Watch. Now I am.
Meow, meow, Reardon.
Yes, I'm Reardon, and you're Henrietta.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Have you met my monkey, Elizabeth?
Meow.
Oh, where is she?
Where is she? Oh, where
meow,
is she?
She
must have gone behind the tree. Just a minute, I'll go and look for her, all right?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a real live monkey, too.
Meow, meow, bite.
Oh, I don't think so.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, no, where she went?
Well,
hey, that's not the monkey.
No, well, the monkey's over visiting Corny's factory. But look what I found behind the tree.
Oh, yeah, that's Horse. He always says, I know.
What do you mean?
Well, you just tell it something, and then you pull a string, and...
Oh, this string?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, I see. Well, you tell it something, and you pull the string.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me see. I'm going to tell it something. I am an organ grinder visiting the neighborhood of make-believe with my monkey, Elizabeth.
I know.
Hey, that's fun, isn't
meow,
it?
Meow, meow,
Let's see, what else can I tell it? Elizabeth is over visiting Corny's factory.
I know.
And I better go see about her.
I know.
What meow. An accommodating horse this
meow,
is.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
Well, when you find Elizabeth, well, I sure would like to introduce her to Henrietta.
All yeah. right. Well, I'll find her, and you'll be sure and meet her, Henrietta. Don't
meow,
you worry.
Meow, 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 meow.
All right.
Meow, meow.
Bye.
See you around or up and down, Reardon.
Okie doke.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Why?
There you are. Oh, your monkey's in the factory having the time of his life.
Good.
Well, I've got to get back to work. You must come and visit sometime when things aren't quite so busy. You know how it is.
I know.
I like horses.
That horse in the neighborhood of make-believe always says, I know.
I know. I like all kind of animals, though, Fred. I remember one time I dressed up as a monkey, and then I painted myself as a monkey.
Oh, I'd like to see it. Do you have that painting?
I think it's in the back somewhere. Excuse me, I'll go look for it.
What a fine artist he is.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, Monkey Tro.
There is a resemblance.
Mm-hmm. He could be the monkey in the opera for Reardon.
Well, let's just put him over here by Reardon and see if... Yeah?
I think Reardon looks good with that mustache, don't you?
Yes, he does indeed. Mm-hmm.
I must be off. Yeah, I must go now, but thank you so much for showing me these things.
You're very welcome. Would you like to borrow your other you?
I would. Could I take him?
You sure?
Good. I'll take him right along with me. See you soon, Bob. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Bye.
So long, Fred.
Oh, there's some things in the kitchen to clean up. These things. Now, I was just thinking about peanut butter. This is the kind that's made in the factory, where they're great, big, heavy machines that help make it. Why don't we try making our own? Just some homemade peanut butter. You know, peanuts and butter. Let's try. Here's some butter. I often leave some butter out so it'll be soft. Just thinking we could take a handful of peanuts, put them in this bag, watch them go in. There. Now, the thing we need to do is to hit them. You know, take some kind of a heavy spoon or something and mash them up. Put some butter, not that much butter. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to use my fingers for this. Have some clean fingers. We're going to make food. peanuts and butter together. Don't know whether anybody ever did that. It's something you could make for yourself. There it is. Homemade peanut butter. That's really quite good. Mm-hmm. Now I need to wash them again. Oh, there are all kinds of ideas in the world, aren't there? And we like to think them up. Yep. Okay, we'll put our things away. Some people put peanut butter in the refrigerator. And some people don't. My peanuts there. There. Well, we've done a lot today. That's just the beginning of our week. Sure, you and I have lots of days together to look forward to. And we'll think more about mustaches and Reardon tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. I like you just the way you are. You're the kind of person it's easy to like. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.